Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Ted Mone with update number 27 for the week of April 30th. Now, here's Kate Miner with the calendar.
Here's the calendar of events through the end of May. On April 28th through May 3rd, the 50th Annual Society of Vacuum Coaters Technical Conference will be taking place at the Kentucky International Convention Center and Marriott Louisville Downtown Hotel. On May 1st through the 3rd, the National Association for Surface Finishing will be hosting the Surface Finishing Industry Council Washington Forum at the L'Enfant Plaza Hotel in Washington, D.C. On May 7th, the Rockford branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Radisson in Rockford, Illinois. On May 8th through the 10th, Walgreen Company's second intensive anodizing workshop will be taking place in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keynote speaker will be Dr. Arthur Brace. Also speaking will be Paul Pajunin, Vice President of Business Development for Ecotech. On May 10th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will take part in the annual Jim Richardson Memorial Golf Tournament at Hermitage Golf Course in Nashville, Tennessee. On May 10th through the 12th, the 14th Shanghai International Metallurgy Industry Expo will be taking place at Shanghai International Exhibition Center in Shanghai, China. On May 11th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On May 15th through the 17th, the Strategic Environmental Research and Development Program will hold a workshop on commercial applications of chromate alternatives for conversion coating and sealing at Hill Air Force Base in Ogden, Utah. On May 16th through the 18th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will be taking place in Toledo, Ohio. On May 21st and 22nd, Kushner Electroplating School will be presenting Electroplating Know-How Basics Training Program in Buena Park, California. And on May 22nd, the Rochester branch of the AESF will take part in the Frank Buchman Memorial Golf Tournament at Eagle Vale Golf Club in Rochester, New York. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage.
Some of our listeners will be attending the National Association of Surface Finishers Washington Forum this week. So, in the Food for Thought department, let's think about how all the publicity over global warming can work to our advantage. As a preface, I don't claim to know whether man-made global warming is fact or fiction. Having just finished watching the BBC production, The Great Global Warming Swindle, and having just read Michael Crichton's State of Fear, I can say that the case for man-made climate change is clearly not the slam dunk that we've been led to believe. Fortunately, my opinion and yours don't really matter. Some ideas, like man-made climate change, appeal to so many facets of society on so many levels that you simply can't fight it anyway. The United Nations wants us to believe in it so the USA can be reprimanded and punished. Most of your politicians want us to believe in it so that we need them to protect us from this hobgoblin. The Hollywood left and the rock stars want us to believe in it so they can present themselves as morally gifted evangelists. The school systems want us to believe in it so they can blame business and industry for all evil. The environmentalists want us to believe in it so they can get more funding and wield more control. The scientists want us to believe in it because the money flows as long as we do and dries up as soon as we don't. It is difficult to find people who don't have a vested interest in this theory being accepted. So, how do we work this to our advantage so that we are not the only ones failing to see profit in the theory? Easy. When people start talking about a carbon tax, don't complain about how intractable the necessary calculations would be. Instead, embrace it and make sure that the carbon tax covers transportation of goods. Make sure that the calculations include the carbon cost of proper pollution control, regardless of whether or not the offshore manufacturer actually practiced said pollution control. The world will support you on this idea. Make sure that the calculations include rejects and rework. If you only need to finish 101 parts to generate 100 saleable ones, but your offshore competitor needs to finish 125 to come up with 100 good ones, work to make sure he has assessed the full carbon tax on the 25 pieces that were manufactured only to be thrown away. Lobby against upsetting the balance of nature from having stuff that is shipped from China end up in our landfills, and demand that the products be shipped back to China for disposal after the useful life is over. We can compromise on this one and allow the trash to stay here, as long as we again assess the carbon tax for transportation back, even if it doesn't actually happen. I'm sure you can come up with additional ideas. There's an old saying that if you can't lick 'em, join 'em. For the foreseeable future, no one can successfully fight the theory of man-made climate change. So when you go to Capitol Hill this week, wring your hands over climate catastrophe and use it as a powerful weapon against offshore sourcing.
Finishing.com would like to welcome Elite Metal Finishing Services, Inc. as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, Elite Metal Finishing Services provides multiple electro polishing lines to 48 inches by 48 inches by 72 inches, mechanical polishing to RA5, and tubular fabrications. They serve industries including aerospace, appliances, automotive, biopharmaceutical, dental, furniture, food and dairy, electronics, medical, semiconductor, and vacuum instrumentation. For more information on Elite Metal Finishing Services, please visit the Job Shops directory on our homepage. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on April 20th, Klinge Coatings, a leader in applying specialty coatings to aerospace, military, and commercial parts for 50 years, is searching for a proven quality manager. The ideal candidate will be responsible for providing overall direction and training needed in sustaining a quality-driven culture. This will coincide with continuous improvements to Klinge's quality system to ensure compliance with AS9100 and NADCAP requirements by defining ongoing quality objectives and establishing strategies to achieve them. For more information on this position, as well as all of the positions available, please click on the Help Wanted button on our homepage.
Please join us again next week for another metal finishing industry update. If you have any comments about or ideas for this podcast, please phone 732-477-1447 or write to Mooney@finishing.com. Until next week, for Kate and myself, thanks for listening.